In the 90s, the DNR set a goal of 350 wolves for the state of Wisconsin. The population is now estimated at 800. George Meyer, the executive director of the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation and the former head of the DNR, thinks there are even more wolves than that.
We probably have well over 1,000 wolves in the state. That high a population is having significant problems.
Problems like the killing of farm animals, pets, and hunting dogs. Eric Keynes, a Rusk County rancher and board member of the Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association, points to statistics for the past 7 years.
There were 670 verified wolf complaints, 380 cattle have been killed, numerous cattle injured. In that same time period, there was 196 dogs killed. So those of us that are living with the wolves up here, you know, we're the ones that have to deal with them.
Keynes favors a trapping or hunting season to bring the wolf herd back to the original goal of 350 animals. It's a goal also endorsed by a number of northern Wisconsin counties and by George Meyer, who says a hunting season would have to be tightly regulated.
The Department of Natural Resources does have good examples of very tightly controlled, limited harvest of animals, whether it's sturgeon or sharp-tailed grouse or bobcat. It would have to be done very carefully.
DNR wildlife managers agree that the population needs to be reduced, but they are not sure that it makes good ecological sense to quickly cut the size down to 350 wolves. The federal delisting effort may also face a future legal challenge. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.